One of the biggest challenges faced by new Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is the poor condition of thousands of houses in the city. People won't choose to live in a city where they can't get a decent house. The Detroit Land Bank Authority hopes a new system of auctioning off vacant houses will spur a wave of movement into the city. It's called Building Detroit. Homes can be purchased for as little as $1,000, but the rules require a plan that the house be inhabited, and soon. Joining us with more on Building Detroit, Craig Folley. Craig's an old friend of WKAR, having worked for the Michigan Public Radio Network out of our studios years ago before ultimately hosting a popular show at Detroit's public radio station, WDET. And Craig left the station a few months ago to become Director of Public Affairs with the Detroit Land Bank Authority. Welcome to Current State, Craig.
It's a pleasure to be here. Really excited to be back on KAR.
Well, you left a rather comfy gig at WDET to take on this challenge. What led you to make this move?
Well, you know, frankly, I was not looking for a job. As you mentioned, I was hosting a talk show every day. I was the co-general manager of the radio station as well. And I got a call one day from some people at the city. I assumed that the call was going to be complaining about something I'd done on the show. And instead, they actually asked me if I wanted to work at the land bank. And, you know, my wife and I talked it over, thought about it, and I decided to do it. I believe in the mission of what we're trying to accomplish and sort of this new method, so it seemed like it was time to actually serve. And you realize that you've sort of been drafted, but then you think about it and realize you were probably going to enlist pretty soon anyway.
Well, how long has Build Detroit been around? And basically, Craig, how does it work?
Well, buildingdetroit.org is the website where we auction off these houses. We've been auctioning them since the spring, late spring of this year. We've been auctioning off two houses every single day, 7 days a week. And it works pretty simply. People register online at our website. They make their bids. There are some pretty strict rules, as you mentioned in the intro there. You have 6 months to get the house up to code. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be perfect. It doesn't have to be completed, but it has to be up to code within 6 months and occupied. This is pretty different way of doing things in this community, where for a long time, people were able to just buy properties through the county auction, not pay taxes on them, not fix them up, and there wasn't really any penalty, and it's led to the level of decline in the housing stock that we've seen. We're trying to reverse that.
And you're selling two houses a day?
Most days, yes, we are selling. Not all the houses are getting bids. Most of them are. And like I said, if we sell a house for $1,000 or $1,100, I'm happy with that because, frankly, that's one less house that's in our inventory. We have plenty. We want to get rid of them and get families moving back into those houses. Not necessarily just renters either. We don't want speculators. We're looking for people that have an investment in the neighborhood and want to be there for a long time.
How big is your inventory, Craig?
Residential structures right now, the land bank's land bank as of October 1st, we have about 20,000 residential structures.
Hmm.
We have another 12,000 vacant lots in our inventory, and that's about to go up a little bit as well.
I took an organized bike ride through the city last month, thoroughly enjoyed it, and we rode by a number of homes that have to be considered historic. Are some of the homes that you're dealing with and selling considered to be historic?
Oh, absolutely. One of the first neighborhoods that we targeted in Detroit, and we have specific neighborhoods that we're operating in more aggressively where there's great housing stock and the potential for them to be, you know, really cornerstones for redeveloping sections of the city. One of them is a neighborhood called Boston Edison, which is along the Woodward Avenue corridor, which runs sort of on a diagonal north-south line. It goes all the way to the river and up to 8 Mile there. It's about halfway up, about a mile or two north of the Midtown area, which is booming right now. But these homes are absolutely beautiful. This was the, you know, hoity-toity section of town for a long time. So you've got these big, you know, 4, 5, 6,000 square foot homes, many of them that, frankly, needed a lot of updates, and we've been working there. We give people in the historic districts a little bit more time to fix up the homes because there are different requirements for historic homes, but many of them have been that, and we've gotten a lot of great interest, and it's wonderful to see ladders up against these houses, people fixing the gutters, painting them up to the standards of the neighborhood, and bringing these places back to life. It's very gratifying.
I'm sure. Are any of these homes already livable and just kind of technically not up to code?
Yes. Absolutely, and we get properties in our inventory through a number of different ways. But you know, if we have houses that are in better shape, they haven't been stripped at all, people haven't necessarily taken the plumbing or the copper, and they're livable right now, those tend to get good prices at auction, very good prices. We had one in Boston Edison, which doesn't sound like much for what the house is, but you know, we sold it for $97,000. The person is in there, occupying it, fixing it up while they live there. And that's a huge advantage for somebody if they can do that, because then they're not paying rent somewhere else while they're also spending money to fix up the house. So those tend to go pretty quickly.
What about the low end? I mean, the low end of the range of the selling prices here. What have you sold houses for this week, for example?
I sold a house yesterday for $1,100.
Okay.
And you know what? As I said earlier, happy with that, because that's a house that was vacant and that nobody was living in. And the house that they bought is actually on a street that's pretty well occupied. It's got a high occupancy rate, and that's a good thing. This is that one house that was sort of dragging down the houses around it. Now we've got somebody in there who's committed to fixing it up. It's going to stabilize that block, and we hope stop blight from creeping in any further.
Craig Folley of the Building Detroit program is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. I'm really curious, do you know where your buyers are coming from? Are they coming from elsewhere in the city, the suburbs, outstate? Where? Do you have a handle on that?
Well, yeah, we do. We know who the buyers are. Obviously, we have that information, and most of them are from the city of Detroit. And what's great about that is we're converting a lot of people who've been renting for a long time into homeowners. That makes a big difference. Neighbors love it when somebody buys a house and they intend to live in it, so that's great. We are seeing people from the suburbs who are looking to move back into the city. I've been specifically targeting people who've left the city in the last 10 years to come back, come home, buy a home in the city, and you know, rebuild the neighborhood that perhaps you left. There's a lot of optimism around here right now that services are improving, that things are going to be getting better. So you're starting to see people having faith in a neighborhood that they, you know, considered leaving just a couple of years ago. So when we see that, that's gratifying. I also, we sold a house to a guy from France the other day, and he's moving to Detroit because he liked what he could get for his money.
I'm curious, just, you know, so much of the state here, not just Detroit residents, but so many people in the state of Michigan, myself included, have been all but captivated by Mayor Duggan. I mean, he is a guy that a lot of Detroiters know very well, but those of us outstate didn't really know so much about. I knew he ran the Detroit Medical Center, for example, but I didn't know anything else about the guy. And he appears to be a larger-than-life personality. What's it like working in this administration under this mayor?
Well, every day is an interesting day, that's for sure. He demands results. He wants to see progress made on projects. So it's not a situation where if the mayor says, hey, I'd like you to look into this, you put it on the desk and push it aside. No, you start working on it. As he has said, he wants to be judged on whether or not the population decline has stopped in the city of Detroit. Are there more people in Detroit 4 years from when I take office, from when I started? So a lot of the efforts have been at making sure that that happens. And one of the ways to do that is to improve people's quality of life in the neighborhoods. So it's very action-packed. And we're going to make some mistakes. Obviously, everybody's going to make some mistakes, but it's not for lack of trying. That's one of the things that seems to be pretty darn clear.
Craig Folley of the Building Detroit program is with us. This is a part of an effort by the Detroit Land Bank Authority of auctioning off vacant houses, some of which are selling for very modest prices. What if nobody bids on a house?
Well, we can put it back into the auction cycle, depending on the neighborhood. But clearly, if it's going to go through the cycle a few times and nobody's really interested in that, that gives us a sign that maybe that neighborhood, maybe there needs to be some demolition being done there. Maybe we have to take a different approach with it. But we've been doing pretty well in terms of selling the houses. If it's a brick house, put it this way, if it's a brick house, I usually don't have any trouble moving brick houses. For some reason, people love brick.
Yeah.
If it's brick, we get rid of those.
Are you open to buyers turning a house into a rental property?
Yes, we are, absolutely. But we only allow people like that to buy one, and then they have 6 months to prove to us that they can get it up to code, And if they do that and they get it occupied and up to code, we'll allow them to do that. And as long as they show they're a good actor, we'll allow them to buy one per month. But we're not allowing what we've seen in, say, the county auction here in Wayne County, where you can have a speculator come in and buy 50, 100, 200 homes, then do nothing with them. That's not acceptable. We're really trying to avoid that. So that's been a big part of the problem in this community, that we have a lot of landlords that, frankly, have not done their job and have not been held accountable for the lack of work they've been doing on these places.
And I take it a prospective buyer can inspect the home before they start the bidding process?
We have open houses that we do before the houses go on the auction site. So I've got a huge open house coming up in a neighborhood called Mary Grove, which is on the northwest side of town near Mary Grove College and the University of Detroit Mercy. Beautiful old homes. We've got 21 of them. We'll have them all open. People can come, take a look at all the houses. We also have pre-sale inspection reports available online for every property that's up for auction. So people do get a chance to take a look at some of the properties, see if it's a program or a project that they think that they can take on. And one of the other things we need to make sure that we do is educate people on what it takes to rehab a home, what they're going to need to do to have their finances in order so that they're successful at this, because the last thing we want is for somebody to make a bid on a house and not be able to see it through. We want to make sure that they have their eyes wide open when they go into this process so they know what it entails. Rehabbing a house is not necessarily easy, but I'll tell you what, it's one of the most fulfilling things you can do.
You've lived in the city, Craig, for years over the decades. What, if anything, have you learned about the city in this new position? Have you been surprised by anything you've learned about the city of Detroit, even though you lived there all these years?
Well, I think the thing that I'm most surprised by, and you know, after being a reporter for as long as I was and covering city politics and seeing scandals and lack of faith in leadership in this community, you just assume that everybody's sort of thrown up their hands and said, enough. And frankly, you look at the population decline in the city, and there have been a number of people who have done that. Yet, the people who are still here have tremendous faith that this place should and can be saved. They're very excited about it, and you give them a little bit of momentum in their neighborhood. Maybe a new traffic light, maybe a tear down that problem house that's been bugging them for the last couple of years, and they see some momentum in the right direction, they're then going to dig in just that much deeper. And I've really, really been amazed and impressed with the resilience and the enthusiasm from the people in the neighborhoods that we've been operating in. It's great to see, and they seem to be incredibly thankful.
You mentioned Mayor Duggan is very interested in results. Is there a figure that you need to hit that will mark the end of the Building Detroit experience? Do you have a target number or some kind of statistic that you want to hit here?
Well, that's tough to say. I mean, we're still sort of in an experimental phase with this. We are getting mortgages closed, and that's been an interesting process as we rebuild the real estate market in the city. We're learning a lot about the demolition process. So it depends on what part of what we do you're talking about. Demolitions, there's a number. We know how many properties need to be demolished in this community. It's going to take us a few years to get there. To get to every problem property. So I guess success is when we see fewer of them coming in to the pipeline that need to be demolished than we have in the past. And if we're accomplishing that by filing nuisance abatement suits and forcing property owners to fix up their houses, auctioning off properties, getting people to fix up the houses that way, that's going to reduce the blight, the number of houses that become blighted to begin with.
Well,
that's how we'll know.
Okay, we got to leave it there, Craig. We're out of time. I'm sorry to say. Craig Folley, Director of Public Affairs. You've said that many times. Craig Folley, Director of Public Affairs with the Detroit Land Bank Authority, and we've been talking about Building Detroit. Thanks and good luck, Craig.
My pleasure.